Welcome into Give Me Five for December 7th, 2011. This is Patricia Babcock McGraw, and Give Me Five is a women's basketball audio segment for BTN.com. Throughout the season, I will spend 5 minutes, give or take, with some of the most interesting and dynamic players in the Big Ten Conference. It is my pleasure to welcome in today's guest, Ohio State senior guard Samantha Perhalis. Samantha is a high-octane passer and scorer who was nicknamed The Show in high school by a reporter for her fun, flashy style. Rarely do you leave an Ohio State game without having been wowed by at least one of Samantha's fabulous passes. Samantha, who along with Northwestern guard Carly Roser leads the Big Ten in assists with 7.1 per game, has been a part of some of Ohio State's best teams over the last 3 years. This year, Ohio State is off to a 7-0 start and is the only unbeaten team in the Big Ten. The Buckeyes are currently ranked 13th in the Associated Press Top 25 national poll. Samantha, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. Now, like I said, you've been a part of some great teams at Ohio State. How does this one in particular stack up?
I think it's right up there. We have some great guards on the team, but as well we have some, I think up-and-coming post players as well. So I think, our team chemistry is great, and I definitely think it's up there with, being on the teams that were in the past. It, definitely measures out.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned your up-and-coming post players. Ohio State has been very post-dominant in recent years, first with Jessica Davenport and then with Jantel Lavender, who was your partner in crime the last 3 years. What did you, as a great passing guard, like about having great big girls to work with? And what do you like about the makeup of the team now that it is more guard-oriented? Taylor Hill, your partner in the backcourt, is averaging 21.3 points per game, which leads the Big Ten. What are the differences there? What did you like about each style?
Well, for the post players, like having Jantel and Ashley, I like a lot because you can kind of, it's always like kind of like your safety valve. You always have that. And with Jantel, she ran the floor so well, so it's always like I knew she was going to catch and finish. So, playing with Jantel, she made it so much easier for me to have, a little bit more flair. And this year, with Taylor and everybody else, it's just different. They'll spot up for a three instead of a layup. The shots are just a little bit different. Our post players will shoot little baby jump shots. And, like I said, I'll hit people for three-pointers. So it's just a little bit different of where I'm basically getting the ball to.
Yeah, but you can still show your flair even though you're, passing to a fellow guard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So after a stretch of winning consecutive Big Ten titles and simply dominating the conference, Ohio State struggled a bit last year, at least by Ohio State standards. You guys finished with a 24-10 record, but were tied for third in the Big Ten standings and had a lot of roller coaster moments. In your opinion, what happened last year in what was supposed to be a big year in Jantel Lavender's final season? And are there lessons that were learned from last year that are helping you guys this year?
Yeah, I think there's definitely lessons. We made it out. We could have folded halfway through the year, not made the postseason, or, we finished up strong. I think that just shows a lot in us. We are able to bounce back, and I think we just got a little bit unfocused. I don't think we were all on the same page, halfway through when we had our little bit of a losing stretch. I don't think we were that focused, and as we kept losing, we kept kind of separating from each other instead of coming together. But like I said, we figured it out and we came back strong in the Big Ten tournament. So, I hope that can carry over. And it is. I hope it can continue to carry over, our chemistry.
So the lesson learned was that you can get through adversity, to not give up or fold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So as I mentioned, you were nicknamed The Show in high school by a reporter. I don't know how you feel about that, if you kind of laugh that off or whatever, but I feel it's a great nickname for you because whenever I see you play, I feel like I'm being entertained, that there's like a bit of showtime that surrounds your game. Where does that come from? Is that flair just innate to you as your personality, or did you learn that and perfect that growing up through the years?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, that's definitely in me, that little, I like showtime, I like that little Hollywood, I like that. But it's also, I just grew up liking, I don't want to say entertain, but I like to put a little bit of flair in it. I like for people to enjoy watching me play. The number one thing is winning for me, but I like to have fun. Basketball's so fun to me, and it just comes kind of naturally to play the way I do. And, I used to watch, mixtapes, best crossovers, best this, best that. I used to just sit there and watch, and then me and my trainer would just go and do move after move after move, and it kind of just stuck with me.
Yeah. So it is something that you can practice. You can practice a little bit of that flair, but would you say that it's also partly just innate? It's just a kind of some natural ability there?
Yeah. You know, I could practice move after move, but it's just like in me. It's just, you know, the passes that I throw, it's just like something that comes, you know, just comes. Like, it's just like, oh, she's open. You know, it just comes. Like, it's just natural for me. Like, I don't know, but I do practice some of the stuff. It's just more fun to play. I just feel like it's more fun to play the way I do.
Yeah, and do you feel like that rubs off on your teammates? Do you notice that they're starting to have fun, too, when you're kind of getting in your groove?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, I want to ask you about the women's game and how your personal style fits in. Do you think that women's players in general are reluctant to show a lot of the flair or emotion or attitude when they play like you do, simply because maybe it just doesn't happen that much in the women's game, or perhaps because women are taught to be more stoic and humble or matter of fact? I mean, I'd like to see more color and more flash in the women's game, but I don't know if we're going to get there. I think players like you will continue to be rare. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I just think it's a little bit of a couple things. I think people, you know, some people don't like the way I play. They think it's like, you know, showboating or, you know, whatever they think. And then I just think, you know, girls, like, don't, not everyone comes, like, has that flair. I don't know. It's just like, I feel like more people are more proper, you know. I'm definitely a little bit more edgy than some people, and that's just how I am. But I think more women's players are more kind of fundamental, kind of, you know, just because they weren't taught to be that way, or I don't know. It's just, I just feel like, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people who are, you know, a little edgy. I think a lot of girl players are kind of textbook.
Yeah. Oh, like almost like they're taught to have manners or be docile on the court when really that shouldn't be the case, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good answer. I think that you're exactly right. I think more players, it'd be good to watch you and see your style, because I think it's a really fun style, and I think it really makes the women's game more exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so, but that being said, Samantha, you're not all about the flashy pass. You can shoot, too. You're currently averaging 18.3 points per game. That ranks third in the Big Ten. You lead the Big Ten in free throw percentage at 96%. You dropped 28 points in a win over LSU, in which you hit 6 3-pointers. So obviously, you can shoot from long range. Some pass-oriented players have a hard time creating shots for themselves or having a scorer's mentality. How have you been able to do both so well, pass and score? And are you more comfortable or inclined to do one over the other?
I think every game is different. You know, it's tricky because, you know, I am the point guard. So to do both, sometimes it's like a fine line. But, you know, like Taylor shooting the ball, great. If Taylor's hot one game, like my mission is going to be I'm going to find Taylor, you know. But, like, I kind of know, like, if everyone's hitting the shots and it's flowing real good, I really don't have to take too many shots. You know, I could be a distributor, whatever, like, my team needs me to do. And I feel like, you know, if I'm hot, I'm going to look for my shot a little bit more. Just, I think really every game is different. Like I said, we have some people shooting the ball great. But I'm going to ride that. You know, I'm going to keep passing it to them, you know, just as long as we're winning and everyone's getting involved.
Yeah. Have you always kind of been balanced like that, or did one part of your game kind of take off before the other? Like, were you always a good passer and kind of had to really work on looking for your shot more, or the other way around? Or like I said, how, has there always been that balance?
Well, like in high school, you know, I shot a lot, so I was used to scoring. Then when I came to here, I knew that, you know, I had to be a point guard because I had such a great post. I had Jantel, and I had all these weapons around me that I knew I kind of had to be both. So I think right when I got here, you know, my passing increased. You know, I was more of a distributor. And then I had to get more consistent on my jump shot. So it's like, you know, I'm taking less shots than I did in high school, so I got to get better at shooting. But I also got to step up my passing game because I have all these weapons around me.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about growing up in New York. How did you get into basketball, and at what age? And, you know, the youth and high school basketball there is so good. What was that like?
Well, I started playing, like, I think, like, first grade or so. But growing up in New York, it's like, you know, they say it's like the Mecca of basketball. And, you know, it's great. You know, like, I go out, my AU team's from Manhattan. So, like, I had a lot of exposure playing outside, like, at all these different, like, famous parks and whatnot. And traveling across the whole world to play, it was great. You know, not many people could say, like, they played on Rucker Park, they played at West 4th Street. So I'm, like, privileged to be able to play there, you know, be able to see those things and everything. So I think growing up in New York, you also have a certain, like, swagger about you. You have a certain, style about you, you know, like, not many people can be like, I grew up in New York, you know, it's just, it's just different, you know, and growing up in New York, is, I think it's, like, perfect if you want to play basketball.
And we've been talking about your flair and emotion that you show during the games. Do you think that you'd have as much flair if you weren't in New York, or maybe that kind of adds to your style a little bit?
It's a good question. Like, I don't know. Like, cause I feel like, it's just who I am. So I feel like if I did grow up in, like, I don't know, like, Indiana, I feel like I'd still be that, like,
okay.
You know, like, I'd still be it. But being from New York, being exposed to, like, you know, just, like, we'll be playing a game, and there'll be someone on the mic commentating, you know, like, there'll be a DJ spinning music. So I feel like, you know, for me, having to play in those environments, it definitely got me a little bit more, you know, a little bit more edgy, maybe. But I feel like that would be me regardless.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you started your career at Ohio State with a bang. You were the Big Ten's Freshman of the Year. I know you want to finish out your career at Ohio State with a bang, too. What are your personal goals for this year?
Well, I want to win a national championship. You know, that's what I came here for. I didn't come here for anything else but that. And that's, like, my main thing. You know, I want to do that. Being an All-American, you know, that would be awesome, too. But, you know, I want that ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do you see that? I mean, can you see that happening?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I can see that happening, you know. We're kind of under the radar, but like I said, I think that's fine for us, you know. We've been on the radar my past 3 years, you know, and we came up short. So, you know, I think being under the radar a little bit, being kind of like the dark horse, I think it's going to, you know, make us hungrier, you know. Just make us hungrier and just, our, you know, it's just different, you know. It's taken every day serious. It's not taking days off because we're that team that's good. It's like, no, we're the underdog. We got to work for it.
Yeah. Now, you're majoring in criminology. What would you like to do with that, and how much longer do you see yourself playing basketball? I assume that you're interested in playing in the WNBA and overseas.
Yeah, I'm interested in playing, and just playing until, you know, I can, hopefully I have the chance to play until I can't play anymore. That's really the goal.
Yeah. And the criminology, do you have a specific interest there?
It just interests me when we're going across majors, and, you know, just the classes seem real interesting. So I just want to take in, just see where that goes. I don't have any plans with that, but, you know, just to have my degree and everything would be great.
Yeah. Okay. Now, before I let you go, tell me one fun thing about yourself, maybe a little known something that you like to do in your spare time, an interesting hobby, something outside of sports, maybe?
That interesting, but I love to shop. You know, I'm big into fashion.
You are? Okay, cool. What's one of the biggest trends out there right now that you're into?
I don't know. My best purchase that I just purchased were these Dr. Martin boots. They're like these boots. They're gray. They're great. So I don't know. I'm not really with the trends. I wear a lot of black and stuff, but, you know, it's cool.
Well, you're flashy. You gotta keep up the fashion, too. Flashy off the court and on the court.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, that does it for this edition of Gimme Five. Samantha, thank you so much for your time. It was so much fun getting to know you a little bit better. Good luck the rest of this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Join us next time for another great conversation with one of the Big Ten's best. This is Patricia Babcock-McGraw for BTN.com.